The Secret of Spiritual Fruitfulness, written by Zacharias Tunney Fomum, narrated by John H. Feskins. Preface. The Lord Jesus said, "By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples." In the heart of every believer, there is the yearning to bear much fruit, to bring many others to the Lord, and to present those who are brought to Him mature in Christ. Many believers are not bearing fruit as they should. They have therefore decided to be content with the fruit of Christian character. This ought not to be so. The Lord wants character, but He also wants people brought to Him in large numbers and built up to be like Him in every way. We cannot run away from this. The world needs the Lord. We owe the world the Lord Jesus. We must give the world the Lord Jesus. In this small audiobook, we present what we see as the secret of spiritual fruitfulness. We send it out as coming not from experts, but from learners in the school of Jesus. We pray that the Lord should speak to you through this message and help you to bear abundant fruit for His coming glory. Zacharias Tunney Fomum, BP 6090 Yaoundé, Cameroon. The Secret of Spiritual Fruitfulness. The apostles returned to Jesus and told Him all that they had done and taught. And He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a lonely place and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a lonely place by themselves. Now many saw them going and knew them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. As He went ashore, He saw a great throng, and He had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and He began to teach them many things. And when it grew late, His disciples came to Him and said, "This is a lonely place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go into the country and villages round about and buy themselves something to eat." But He answered them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to Him, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And He said to them, "How many loaves have you? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, "Five and 2 fish." Then He commanded them all to sit down by companies upon the green grass. So they sat down in groups by 50s. And taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, He looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. And He divided the 2 fish among them all. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets of broken pieces and of the fish. And those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men. Mark chapter 6 verses 30 to 44. The first secret of spiritual fruitfulness is compassion. Without compassion, there can be no spiritual fruitfulness at all. What are the ingredients of compassion? Let us look at the example of our Lord Jesus Christ as set out in the passage before us. We can discern the following: hard work, vision, compassion, action. The Lord Jesus worked hard. He was no idler. At the tender age of 12, He spoke out what He was to do the rest of His life. He said, "How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" Luke chapter 2 verse 49. He had to be about His Father's business, and He went about that business, giving His all to it. Even when He knew weariness of body and tiredness of being, He nevertheless looked away from His own needs to the needs of those who were around Him. Take the example of His ministry to the woman of Samaria. He was so hungry and weary with His journeys and ministry that He sat down to rest at the well. No sooner was He there than a need arose for ministry. He saw the Samaritan woman in deep need, broken and ruined by sin, and off went His own need of rest and food, and He gave Himself completely to her in a ministry that transformed not only her own life, but also the lives of a multitude of others. In the situation at hand, the Lord had decided to move away with the disciples to a lonely place so that they might, together, have some time of rest and food. It was well deserved. However, when he saw the people, things became different. He forewent rest, food, and all, and gave himself away in needed ministry to them. No one can amount to anything spiritually who was not given not only to work, but to hard work. The Apostle Paul labored. He said, "His grace towards me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God which is with me." 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. Those who have moved the world for God have been people who have differed in gifts, education, understanding, etc. But they all have had one thing in common. They have been people given to very hard work. I think of some of them, even though it is just a few of very many. Gideon, Moses, Joshua, Paul. I also think of Martin Luther, John Wesley, John Knox, George Whitefield, Jonathan Edwards, Charles Finney, Hudson Taylor, John Sung, Pastor C., Watchman Nee, Charles Studd, etc. All these people gave themselves to very hard work. They counted minutes, and they converted them into work. They knew nothing of idleness and laziness. They disciplined themselves. They knew that time was a precious gift from God, but that that gift could be wasted. They, therefore, applied themselves to work. Others have worked on their knees, giving themselves to 4, 5, 6, or 7 hours of prayers every day for very many years of their lives or for an entire lifetime. They too have a special place on God's honor roll, for prayer is work, exhausting work and crushing work. So, when a person is sold out to that which he has at hand to do, he thus proves that he is faithful in small things and opens the way for God to give him greater things to do for him. Dear friend, how is it with you? Are you given to hard work? Do you know how to make minutes count for eternity? Are you faithful in the small things that God has given you to do for him? Have you done those things that God gave you to do and finished them well so that he can now give you more work? If your answer to these questions is yes, blessed are you. You can expect the Lord to give you more things to do for him. If your answer is no, you are in trouble. You are a lazy and unfaithful servant. Unless you repent deeply and bear fruit that befits repentance, God will set you aside completely. Laziness and unfaithfulness are disastrous. Thank you for listening to this book. If you have any questions and/or need help, do not hesitate to contact us through ztfbooks@cmfionline.org. If the book has blessed you, then we would also be grateful if you leave a positive review at your favorite retailer. ZTF Books, through the Book Ministry of Christian Missionary Fellowship International, CMFI, offers a wide selection of best-selling Christian books in print, ebook, and audiobook formats on a broad spectrum of topics, including marriage and family, sexuality, practical spiritual warfare, Christian service, Christian leadership, and much more. Visit us at ztfbooks.com to learn more about our latest releases and special offers. And thank you for being a ZTF Book listener. We invite you to connect with more from the author through social media, CMFI Online, and/or ministry website, ztfministry.org, where we offer both on-ground and remote training courses all year round, from basic to university level at the University of Prayer and Fasting, WUPF, and the School of Knowing and Serving God, SKSG. You are highly welcome to enroll at your soonest convenience. A free online Bible course is also available. Finally, we would like to recommend to you another book in the same direction. You Can Lead Someone to the Lord Jesus Today. The Lord intended that everyone who hears the gospel should ensure that someone else hears the same gospel. He intended that everyone who is led to the Lord Jesus should ensure that another person is led to the Lord Jesus. Through this process, the Lord Jesus intended that the church should fill the world with people who know the Lord Jesus personally and are dynamically related to him. The Lord Jesus intended that each believer should be linked personally to the Holy Spirit and to the power of the Holy Spirit. He intended that the Christian life should be lived in the power of the Holy Spirit, and that everything that the believer did should be done in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord meant that there would be something about the life of each believer and about the ministry of each believer in soul winning that could only be understood on the grounds that the Lord stepped in miraculously. The Lord intended that this supernatural element, resulting from the presence and from the power of the Holy Spirit, should quicken and advance the winning of the lost to the Savior and the building of His body, which is the church. This power and presence was there in a mighty way at the beginning of the gospel, and rapid progress was made. However, something seems to have gone wrong somewhere. People were led to believe doctrines, creeds, and philosophies instead of being brought into life union with the Lord. In addition, for most work of soul winning, both qualitatively and also quantitatively, it could rightly be asked, are we working in the power of the promised Holy Spirit? This book is an attempt to bring the people of God back to a soul winning, that is, the bringing of the sinner into contact and union with the Savior, and for evangelism that is again in the power of the Holy Spirit. We send this book out with a cry that God should use it to open the eyes of some of His children, bring them to their knees, and bring them to His power. 9th August, 1992. God bless you. Very important. If you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you to receive Him. Here are some steps to help you. Admit that you are a sinner by nature and by practice, and that on your own you are without hope. Tell God you have personally sinned against Him in your thoughts, words, and deeds. Confess your sins to Him, one after another, in a sincere prayer. Do not leave out any sins that you can remember. Truly turn from your sinful ways and abandon them. If you stole, steal no more. If you have been committing adultery or fornication, stop it. God will not forgive you if you have no desire to stop sinning in all areas of your life, but if you are sincere, He will give you the power to stop sinning. Believe that Jesus Christ, who is God's Son, is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." John chapter 14, verse 6. The Bible says, "For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself as a ransom for all." 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5-6. "And there is salvation in no one else apart from Jesus. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Acts chapter 4, verse 12. "But to all who received Him, who believed in His name, He gave power to become children of God." John chapter 1, verse 12. But consider the cost of following Him. Jesus said that all who follow Him must deny themselves, and this includes selfish financial, social, and other interests. He also wants His followers to take up their crosses and follow Him. Are you prepared to abandon your own interests daily for those of Christ? Are you prepared to be led in a new direction by Him? Are you prepared to suffer for Him and die for Him if need be? Jesus will have nothing to do with half-hearted people. His demands are total. He will only receive and forgive those who are prepared to follow Him at any cost. Think about it and count the cost. If you are prepared to follow Him, come what may, then there is something to do. Invite Jesus to come into your heart and life. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door to his heart and life, I will come into him and eat with him, and he with me." Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Why don't you pray a prayer like the following one, or one of your own construction as the Holy Spirit leads? Lord Jesus, I am a wretched, lost sinner who has sinned in thought, word, and deed. Forgive all my sins and cleanse me. Receive me, Savior, and transform me into a child of God. Come into my heart now and give me eternal life right now. I will follow you at all costs, trusting the Holy Spirit to give me all the power I need. When you pray this prayer sincerely, Jesus answers at once and justifies you before God and makes you His child. Please write to me, ztfbooks@cmfionline.org, and I will pray for you and help you as you go on with Jesus Christ. About the author, Zacharias Tenney Fomum, 1945-2009, founding leader, Christian Missionary Fellowship International, CMFI. Professor Zacharias Tenney Fomum was born in the flesh on 20th June 1945 and became born again on 13th June 1956. On 1st October 1966, he consecrated his life to the Lord Jesus and to His service, and was filled with the Holy Spirit on 24th October 1970. He was taken to be with the Lord on 14th March 2009. Professor Fomum was admitted to a first class in the Bachelor of Science degree, graduating as a prize-winning student from Fora Bay College in the University of Sierra Leone in October 1969. At the age of 28, he was awarded a Ph.D. in organic chemistry by the University of Makerere, Kampala, in Uganda. In October 2005, he was awarded a Doctor of Science by the University of Durham, Great Britain. This higher doctorate was in recognition of his distinct contributions to scientific knowledge through research. As a professor of organic chemistry in the University of Yaoundé 1, Cameroon, Professor Fomum supervised or co-supervised more than 100 master's degree and doctoral degree theses, and co-authored over 160 scientific articles in leading international journals. He considered Jesus Christ the Lord of Science, for by Him all things were created, Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, and scientific research an act of obedience to God's command to subdue the earth, Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. He therefore made the Lord Jesus the director of his research laboratory while he took the place of deputy director, and attributed his outstanding success as a scientist to Jesus' revelational leadership. In more than 40 years of Christian ministry, Professor Fomum traveled extensively, preaching the gospel, planting churches, and training spiritual leaders. He made more than 700 missionary journeys within Cameroon, which ranged from 1 day to 3 weeks in duration. 500 missionary journeys to more than 70 different nations in all the 6 continents. These ranged from 2 days to 6 weeks in duration. By the time of his going to be with the Lord in 2009, he had preached in over 1,000 localities in Cameroon, sent over 200 national missionaries into many localities in Cameroon, and planted over 1,300 churches in the various administrative provinces of Cameroon. At his base in Yaoundé, he planted and built a megachurch with his co-workers, which grew to a steady membership of about 12,000. Professor Fomum was the founding team leader of Christian Missionary Fellowship International, CMFI, an evangelism, soul-winning, disciple-making, church-planting, and missionary-sending movement with more than 200 international missionaries and thousands of churches in 65 nations spread across Africa, Europe, the Americas, Asia, and Oceania. In the course of their ministry, Professor Fomum and his team witnessed more than 10,000 recorded healing miracles performed by God in answer to prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. These miracles include instant healings of headaches, cancers, HIV and AIDS, blindness, deafness, dumbness, paralysis, madness, and new teeth and organs received. Professor Fomum read the entire Bible more than 60 times, read more than 1,350 books on the Christian faith, and authored over 150 books to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. 5 million copies of these books are in circulation in 12 languages, as well as 16 million gospel tracts in 17 languages. Professor Fomum was a man who sought God. He spent between 15 minutes and 6 hours daily alone with God in what he called daily dynamic encounters with God. During these daily dynamic encounters with God, he read God's Word, meditated on it, listened to God's voice, heard God speak to him, recorded what God was saying to him, and prayed it through. He thus had over 18,000 daily dynamic encounters with God. He also had over 60 periods of withdrawing to seek God alone for periods that ranged from 3 to 21 days, which he termed retreats for spiritual progress. The time he spent seeking God slowly transformed him into a man who hungered, thirsted, and panted after God. His unceasing heart cry was, "Oh, that I would have more of God." Professor Fomum was a man of prayer, and a leading teacher on prayer in many churches and conferences around the world. He considered prayer to be the most important work that can be done for God and for man. He was a man of faith who believed that God answers prayer. He kept a record of his prayer requests and had over 50,000 recorded answers to prayer in his prayer books. He carried out over 100 prayer walks of between 5 and 47 kilometers in towns and cities around the world. He and his team carried out over 57 prayer crusades, periods of 40 days and nights during which at least 8 hours are invested into prayer each day. They also carried out over 80 prayer sieges, times of near non-stop praying that ranges from 24 hours to 120 hours. He authored the Prayer Power Series, a 13-volume set of books on various aspects of prayer: supplication, fasting, intercession, and spiritual warfare. He started prayer chains, prayer rooms, prayer houses, national and continental prayer movements in Cameroon and other nations. He worked with leaders of local churches in India to disciple and train more than 2 million believers. Professor Fomum also considered fasting as one of the weapons of Christian spiritual warfare. He carried out over 250 fasts ranging from 3 days to 40 days, drinking only water or water supplemented with soluble vitamins. Called by the Lord to a distinct ministry of intercession, he pioneered fasting and prayer movements and led in battles against principalities and powers obstructing the progress of the gospel and God's global purposes. He was enabled to carry out 3 supra, long fasts of between 52 and 70 days in his final years. Professor Fomum chose a lifestyle of simplicity and self-imposed poverty in order to invest more funds into the critical work of evangelism, soul winning, church planting, and the building up of believers. Knowing the importance of money and its role in the battle to reach those without Christ with the glorious gospel, he and his wife grew to investing 92.5% of their earned income from all sources, salaries, allowances, royalties, and cash gifts, into the gospel. They invested with the hope that, as they grew in the knowledge and the love of the Lord and the perishing souls of people, they would one day invest 99% of their income into the gospel. He was married to Prisca Zay Fomum, and they had 7 children who are all involved in the work of the gospel, some serving as missionaries. Prisca is a national and international minister, specializing in the winning and discipling of children to Jesus Christ. She also communicates and imparts the vision of ministry to children with a view to raising and building up ministers to them. The professor owed all that he was and all that God had done through him to the unmerited favor and blessing of God and to his worldwide army of friends and co-workers. He considered himself nothing without them and the blessing of God, and would have amounted to nothing but for them. All praise and glory to Jesus Christ. This has been The Secret of Spiritual Fruitfulness, written by Zacharias Tani Fomum, narrated by John H. Feskins. Copyright 1986 by Zacharias Tani Fomum. Production copyright 2019 by ZTF Books Online.